Matthew's gospel is our text. We're looking at Christian discipleship, understanding Christian discipleship. And like I said, it is an annual teaching on its own, an annual exhortation. We will come every now and then to talk about the concept of discipleship, and in the coming year we'll be talking about the concept of accountability in the work of discipleship and some other virtues that make discipleship possible. Amen. So quickly, we're still understanding the work of the discipler. Understanding the work of discipleship or the work of the discipler. Now, in Matthew 28, Jesus had given instruction. I'll close today's service with this text, okay? So he says, "And Jesus came and said unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye," he says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." He says, "Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Amen. Hallelujah. So we said, the local church has its meetings. Don't forget, we'll be making dual emphasis, right? We saw the teaching meeting. It feeds discipleship. Then we saw the prayer meeting, which also feeds discipleship. We saw the evangelistic meeting that built more on that in a later emphasis last Sunday, talking about the work of a shepherd. I'll get back to it shortly. We said in an evangelistic meeting, it is because sinners don't come to church. Sinners don't come to church. Actually, Dr. T.L. Osborne said that. How many of you know T.L. Osborne? How many of you know T.L. Osborne? You see, not many hands are up. Shame on you. Shame on you if you don't know T.L. Osborne. So go find out who is T.L. Osborne. Are we together? Yeah, because you don't know the stars of Christianity. So what do you know? What do you know if you don't know men who has labored ahead of you? Are we together? You should know people who have made what you are doing and learning now possible. And I mention people like that sometimes. Now, I'm not mentioning T.L. Osborne for the first time in our church. I think maybe I'm mentioning him for the 50th or the 100th time. That's what I said. Because I'm also not talking about going and running after every Dick and Harry in the name of Christianity and trying to learn about them. No. But there are some people I mention. How many of you have seen the picture of Kenneth Hagin before? You've seen the picture of Kenneth Hagin before? You see, some hands are still down. Where are you from? Are you Christians? Are you Christians and you don't know who, you don't recognize Kenneth Hagin when you see his picture? Are we together? Are you even Christians? Yeah, I know you're Christians though. Amen. Amen. And I've mentioned Kenneth Hagin most likely 1,000 times in the last 1 year. Kenneth Hagin. When I mention individuals like that, you go, you check it out. Maybe you read about them. I'm not saying to go read their books. Are we together? Are we together? But I'm saying you read about them. About them. It's not just about these Gaizazu or what's his name, those rascals around. That the name should even get into got in now, fine. Are we together? It's not just those guys. Who else do you know? See me, or what's her name? Is that her name? See me, and then are we together? Are we together? Who else again? Amen. Amen. You don't know Kenneth Hagin. You don't know E.W. Kenyon. Ah, You don't even know yourself. If you see your face in a picture, you won't know it's you. You don't know it's W. Kenyon. You don't know you look like him. Are we together? You don't know Gordon Lindsay. You don't know Gordon Lindsay. You don't know William Branham. You don't know Alonso Allen. You don't know A. Allen. You don't know how W. Schambach. You don't know how W. Schambach. You don't know Gordon Lindsay. Are we together? You don't know William Branham. You don't know John G. You don't know Oral Roberts. You don't know Kenneth Copeland. He's around though. Are we together? Very much around. Are we together? Know people. So people will know you. Amen. Come to church. That's what E.W. Kenyon said. Sinners don't come to church. Sorry, T.L. Osborne. T.L. Osborne said, anyone who does saved, he just doesn't know it. Are we together? Now I know that sounds funny. Amen. You know. Amen. T.L. Osborne says that. So evangelistic meeting is when we go after the unsaved. I took some portion of the concept of evangelism, how to do it. Amen. Healing service also. I spoke about healing meetings. I said healing meetings is a place where we minister to the sick. And in Luke 5:17, we see an example of healing meeting. And I told you something from Luke 5:17 already, that you will observe that Jesus did not have a special sermon for healing. He didn't. In Luke 5:17, you see healing services or healing meetings. Healing meetings is people coming for the purpose of being healed. I told you meetings has to do with the motive. Why people? Matthew 8:16, healing meeting. Matthew 8:3, healing meeting. People come around to be healed. Matthew 14:4, healing meeting. 24, healing meeting. Matthew 12:5-15, healing meeting. Matthew 14:14, healing meeting. Matthew 4:24, healing meeting. Matthew 15:30, Matthew 19:2, healing meetings. Then Jesus says in Mark 16, you will hold healing meetings. Together. Healing meetings is when two or three people gather for the purpose of another being what? Healed. Are we together? Two or three or more people come together. Are we together? Now there are different and diverse times and instances where someone calls me and says, please, we hear that you minister to the sick. Can you please come into so-so place house? We'd like you to please pray for this loved one or this friend and all that. And I do that often. But I think some weeks ago, someone from my association called me and said, I didn't know how, I didn't know why. He just picked his phone, called my line, and he addressed me for the first time. He addressed me. He used to address me as bros or boss. Bros or boss. He says, for the first time, then he addresses me as pastor. You know. And then he just Ekaro, pastor. So I already knew he was speaking, so I was quiet. Then he began to talk about random things. Then he spoke to me about a loved one of his who was very sick. I don't know, somebody must have told him to call me. I don't know who that person is, and I didn't ask. There are questions you don't ask. I don't know who that person is. Because majority of folks there were all Muslims. Majority of them are Muslims. Majority. Majority are Muslims. My 90 something percent are Muslims. So someone must have told him, call me, and they call me. So I said, where? He said, who? Somewhere inside the lawn. I just drove down there. drove down there. I got there. The whole family were Muslims. I just got there. And then, you know, went in there, sat down with them, saw the sick person lying down. And then I just shared God's love with them. I shared God's love with them about God wanting to heal and things like that. Eh? And I laid hands on the lady. And then she got healed. Yeah. Of things walking around in her body and all of that. Yeah. Definitely that was just casting out the devil. She got healed. And I preached the gospel. I preached the gospel to them. And I left. Are we together? Yeah. I think there were about six or so. Six or seven of them. So the kids were also there. And I just said, I found one more. Yeah, it's fine. And I just lay hands on the kids and I blessed them. And I went out. Are we together? So that's a healing meeting. I said that so that you don't think it's when we put flyers out that we're having healing meetings. No. Or when we hold crusades, we're having healing meetings. No. Are we together? There's been other instances where I've been called to also pray for this. And maybe the meeting is just about two or three of us there. Pray for the sick. And lay hands, the fellow got healed. Are we together? There are other instances where I lay hands, and then short while after, the person got healed. Short while after. But the intention, the motive of such a meeting with that person or those people, when they are more than one, are we together? When it is more than one, is what makes a healing meeting. A healing meeting. Healing meeting. So we also, you know, we have healing service in the church, right? Right? Yes. Every last Sunday of the month, we are ministering healing to the sick. So I come around and I teach on God's love to heal, and then we minister healing to everyone who is sick or who is standing in place for a loved one who is sick. And we've had many testimonies. Are we together? Who told me about someone whose leg was deeply affected? I mean, when I saw the picture, it was gory to me. Who? Was it you? Oh, it was you. Okay, no, it wasn't you. You're claiming somebody has this testimony. Eh? He's looking at me, it's not the same. So it was you. Alright. I didn't realize that miracle, but I mean it was you. And then the leg was, I mean, I can't show it to the church. The leg was deep. Like, oh, dug something into the leg and looked very terrible. And then in less than a week, right? He said, I healed him. And then the person restored power. Got him back home. Beautiful. And that was the same day. And that's just one of the testimonies. And there are many like that. I know I didn't share them with you. I don't have to share them with you. Are we together? Yeah. And there are many like that. Some folks were not here, but someone who was who loved them or who had their loved one came in for them, and we prayed. They got a wheelchair. I'm trying to remember the testimonies. I think the cell leaders collected the testimonies, right? Right? Praise God. So when you lay hands, things really happen. Sometimes what happens when you lay hands is that a healing process was initiated. Is it clear? So you don't, because, oh, nothing spectacular happened, then maybe the power of God did not work. That's not true. Hence, with a simple faith in your heart, you lay hands because God says to lay hands, expecting that as you lay hands and you speak, the healing is effected, then something truly happens. Are we together? So I told you already that healing can occur when we are teaching, when we are preaching. Are we together? Or when we are taking the gospel to the unsaved, healings can occur. In Acts 2:43, we see the case of healings. Are we together? Healings. In Acts 3:1-5, we see the case of healing. You also observe in Acts 4:30, they prayed that healings might occur. So that means that we can hold a prayer meeting for there to be healing. Is it clear? We can hold a prayer meeting for there to be healing, we can pray for healings to occur. We are going to focus a lot on such prayer during the conference. Is it clear? Prayer for our healing ministry. There is a teaching ministry, there is a healing ministry. So the healing ministry is not what people have and maybe others don't have. It's not an exclusive thing to individuals. The healing ministry follows every believer. This sign shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils. Now the casting out of devils is also the healing ministry. Is it clear? Is it clear? There's what we call the miracle and healing ministry. Yes, the miracle, the healing is already part of miracle. We call it the miracle ministry. So the healing ministry also includes the casting out of devils. Because chiefly, among the causes of diseases and issues are demonic activities and afflictions. Devils can afflict people, and because of that affliction, the body begins to respond negatively. Is it clear? Is it clear? An unclean spirit can afflict. Kenneth Hagin will use the word feast. Are we together? A feast. The feast for someone or to fix itself on someone, as I Kenneth Hagin explained it. You know, the unclean spirit can lead to the presence or affliction of an unclean spirit can lead to the body of somebody responding negatively, falling sick. Are we together? And not healing. Amen. Sometimes how you know if a sickness is inspired of Satan is when the person is always coming down with different sicknesses. Different ones. Or you see in a community of people, maybe a family, they have different conditions. It shows there's an afflicting spirit around. Are we together? Different conditions, different causes. Of amen, it shows that an unclean spirit trying to mess around. So through the use of the believer's authority, you can cast out that devil and render it homeless. Are we together? You cast out that devil, deny his activity around that person or that place or a group of people. Are we there? I read about a man like that. That what the demons came to was just to, they didn't come to trouble him. In fact, he took a friend who is a healing minister also, who ministers healing a lot, to note that. He just observed that his animals fell sick all the time. He was an unclean spirit. He had animals in his farm. But just observe that every week he has to spend on taking care. Even after he had done all the, what's it called? Vaccinations and has kept to all the, we don't have an animal agreement here. All the, I didn't want to use the word aseptic. I said it's why, because I'm a microbiologist. And aseptic is the word we use. But, and then sanitation or something. Sanitation. In short, everything is fine. Follow all the vaccination and all. He says the animals never stopped falling sick in their number. He was an unclean spirit. He was a demon. Just one demon. One. A small, tiny little demon. Are we together? The demon is not as big as this mic. A very tiny little demon. And then troubled the whole farm. So it took a friend who came around. He said, what happened here? He said, this and this and this and this and this. He said, okay, don't worry. We're going to hold the prayer meeting in your farm. That's it. So they just held the prayer meeting in the farm and it stopped. So definitely you don't need to explain to me that the demon came around just to have a nice time. Yeah. Maybe the demon was living somewhere else, but just feels like, let me just take a stroll. So he took a stroll, and then anytime he takes a stroll, maybe the demon is not even intending to afflict. But affliction just follow it. And that's true. Are we together? Sometimes you don't have to intend to heal. Healing follows you. Are we together? Healing follows you. You don't always have to intend to heal somebody. Healing can always follow you. Amen. I've come across someone before. I didn't know what I was doing that day, and then the lady just came and did like this to me. Ah, just like this to me. So I was looking at her. Are you drunk or drunk is you? You know, just come and do like this to me. So I thought she was flirting. That's what I thought. She just did like this to me. Are we together? Then I think after some minutes engaging her, I discovered that she was doing it with face. I said, you can do more. You can do more. I didn't know whether she got healed or she didn't get healed. I didn't know why she came to touch my clothes. But she just came around and then she touched my clothes. She must have probably acted on Mark 5. Are we together? Well, I hope that works for her, because it sure does work. Is it clear? All right. We can pray things and wonders as we preach. Acts 4:39-40. You see that? We can pray for. So, look at it. Can we pray for signs and wonders? Can we pray for miracles to happen? Wait, can we hold the prayer meeting and we are praying that miracles should happen?
Yes.
That people should be healed. That unclean spirits should be cast out. Are we together? Yes, we can. They prayed for signs and wonders. Acts 4:39-30. It was Simeon. Simeon is spelled S-E-M-E-I-O-N. Simeon. S-E-M-E-I-O-N. Simeon. Now, anytime I quote or I use Greek words for you, one of the very simple things to do is to get back home and use your concordance and check out that word yourself. Are we together? And then use the concordance many other places in your Bible where that word was used. That's what to do. Are we together? The word is a noun. Or sometimes it could act as an adjective. You know, nouns sometimes act as adjectives, right? Depending on context. So it's a noun. It can act sometimes as an adjective. A sign. A sign. It is it's from the word semaino. Semaino. S-E-M-A-I-N-O. Semaino. S-E-M-A-I-N-O. Now, semaino is the verb form of it. The verb form of it. Now, semaino is to indicate something. To indicate. So, semaion is what indicates. Are we together? To indicate. To indicate. Now, what does that show you? It shows you that to have signs and wonders, you have to do something. Is it clear? Do something. Do something. What you do is now the sign. Is it clear? Yes. Amen. Do something. So what you do is now the sign. Do something, you will not see something. Are we together? Do something, you do what? To see something, you do what? You do something. Tell your neighbor, say, to see something, you do something. Say, to see something, you do something. So to see it, what do? I lay hands. Are we together? Semino speaks of what points one to another thing. What points to another? What points to another? So it shows you that this points to what? Another. This points to what? Another. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This points to what? Another. That's what. This points to what? Another. This thing points to what? Another. You get it? You get it? No, you don't even get it. This thing points to what? Another. That means if I preach the gospel,
and I work miracles.
Are we together?
The miracles that I work is actually the sign.
When we look at pneumatology and we are teaching on the gifts of the Spirit, I'll talk more about this.
The miracles which you work is a what? Is a sign. Now, the miracle is not the message. But the miracle is a sign for the what? The message. That means there's something you are trying to communicate. So you want to point to that thing, then you work a miracle. Is it clear? There is something you want to communicate. There is a message. Someone say there's a message. There's a message you want. There's a message. Now, for example, the message of the gospel is saying that Jesus has absolute authority,
are we together, and power.
So if you preach that Jesus rose from the dead and has absolute authority and power, one of the signs is that you will work miracles.
Is it clear, church? Is it clear, church?
Is a sign. So, miracles are not the message. Is it clear? Miracles are not what? The message. Miracles are a sign. They are a sign of what you are preaching. They are a sign of the resurrection.
Are we together?
Now look at this. When people see the sign, what will happen?
Isn't it?
When people see the sign, what happens? They are what? They are wowed. They are surprised. Now, that being surprised is called wonder. That is why miracles are called what? Signs and wonder. Is it clear? So, signs and wonders are not different from miracles. Miracles are the signs. The response of man to signs is that they will wonder. Amen. So miracles. So when we say signs and wonder, just permit it, okay? But understand what it means. Miracles are the signs. Then man's response is the what? Is the wonder. Wonder.
Are we together?
So people wonder at the sign. They wonder at the miracle.
Are we together?
Now look at this. Do you observe that the wonder is a question mark? When people wonder, it is the mind asking a question, what is this?
Are you with me?
What is this and why is this? What does this mean? Why? What is this? How did this happen? What does this mean? Is it clear? So the wonder, the wondering is why you will now what? Preach the message. Is it clear? So the wondering is a question mark. The answer to the wondering is the what? What you are pointing them to. That is the message. Do you get it? So to work miracles and have no message could either be two things. You are an ignorant minister of the gospel, or you are a false one. That is, you don't know the message, or you don't have one. When you don't know the message, you are an ignorant one. But miracles are a sign of the preaching, or a sign that points to the preaching. Miracles are a signboard. Are we together? Nobody going somewhere sits down with the signboard. Have you seen anyone before? You are going somewhere where say you are looking for an hotel. They say, keep going, you will see a signboard. When you now saw the signboard of the hotel, you just say, ah, this is the signboard of the hotel. Then you came down from the car. Then you brought in all your belongings. And then you drop them by design. You brought out your extension box. You brought out your shoe. You brought then you started offering your clothes. Yeah. Because he said, this is the hotel. You know, if there are loved ones around you, you find yourself in an hospital. Ah, you know, not now. And if you like yourself, don't say anything. Because whatsoever you say will be used against you in the court of law. Don't ever say, ah, God will shame me. The way you say, ah, move, okay, ah, move, okay. You don't say, ah, ha. They are not the ones that we tell. I made a mistake, just follow them. When they get where they are going, you now see the doctor down. I never tell the doctor that, you are with it. He will jump to injection. Are we together? Are we? Not even find yourself in that condition. I'm not mad. I'm fine. I don't say that too. Because that's exactly what the person will say. Amen. Amen. So, what I'm saying is that you don't sit down with the sign. The sign is not the bus stop. The sign is pointing. So, miracles point to something. We don't put a tent around miracles. We build our tents around the word. Is it clear? The word is the destination. The miracle is the pointer. So are miracles necessary? Yes. But are they the final point? No. Should we have miracles? Yes. Are we together? So miracles accompany the preaching of the word. So primarily because miracles accompany the preaching of the word or the preached word. Because miracles accompany the preaching of the word or the preached word. Teaching meetings, are we together? Can be accompanied with what? Miracles. Miracles. That is why when we preach the word, we should also endeavor to do what? To work miracles. And one of the simplest miracles, are we together? Not because it's trivial, but because that kind of miracle is usually common, needing to be received, is healing miracles. Healing is not the only kind of miracles. Are we together? Huh. But healing miracles. There are miracles of healing. That's what I call them. Miracles of healing. Those ones are common. People need them every now and then. Are we together? People need them. People need them every now and then. People need them every now and then. So it's easy. Miracles of healing. Miracles of healing. So you can call. You can call that miracles of healing. There are different kind of miracles. There are also miracles of health, miracles of provision, miracles of favor. That's what we call miracles of help. People just provide help for you. Are we together? That's favor. Like what David got. Are we together? Different miracles of help. Daniel, miracles of help. Are we together? There's also miracles of direction. When revelation comes to you about the direction, there are miracles of direction. Miracles of provision also. There are miracles of provision. So there's also miracles of health. There's miracles of healing.
Amen. So miracles or healing can accompany a teaching service, the teaching of the word. Healing can also accompany prayer or prayer meetings. In James 5, verse 13, he says, if any man sick among you, he says, anointing oil, then he says, let the elders pray for him, and the prayer of faith shall what? Save the sick. The prayer of faith saying, saving the sick there shows that healing can accompany what? Prayers or prayer meeting. We can pray for us to have healings. We can also pray, hold a prayer meeting, are we together, and pray for the sick there. We can go to the house of a sick to hold a prayer meeting. Are you with me? Are you with me? We can go to the house of a sick person and hold the prayer meeting there in their house, and the person get healed. I've done that severally. Very long time ago, I used to think that my encounter just be to lay hands and pray for, but that's enough. But sometimes that is not enough. Sometimes you have to get 2-3 brethren and go into the house where the sick is and pray, sometimes for 30 minutes. I've done that sometimes with my friends before, countless times. Sometimes some of them will just call me, Pastor Kevin Bulewa, I'm asking, please join us, and I'll be with them. Sometimes it's in another city. He said, want to go tomorrow. Okay, I'll join you. Then we'll go. And then we'll go and sit down. Maybe because of the condition. Because of the condition. Now, we've done that over the years long enough to know which aspect each person handles. So we don't even discuss it. The moment we get there, the person who we explain, we just start explaining. Usually it's me that they will say I should explain. I just know. You know, after we have greeted, we have checked the person at this and that, because you have to greet, so you just enter. Hey, in the name of Jesus. Let me just look at you. Are we together? You greet, say, how are you? Sometimes you ask what the condition is. It's not unbelievable. Then I don't want to discuss the condition. To spoil my faith. Then you don't come. Should go somewhere else. This is for your faith. Are we together? He said, what's the condition? When did it start? Wow. So, any medical whatsoever, what did the doctor say? Are we together? Show them you care. What did the doctor say? Okay. Wow. Are there medications I've been prescribed? Okay. All right. Have you adhered to the medication? So how is it feeling? And this and this. It's feeling better. He's not responding. We're taking him to different hospital. Wow. Don't worry, Lord will heal you. So by the time you have done phase one, it now starts. It now minister. So you can 3 minutes. Obviously, don't teach for 2 hours. This for 2 hours. So you sit down, then you teach, and you explain God's desire to heal, God's willingness. Sometimes you deal with the concept of sin, you know, and condemnation. And then when you're done, then he says, can we pray? In those times, we just hold hands. The one of us just lead one song. Lead one song, one Yoruba song. I know that my friend has leads the song. The moment he leads the song, the second friend will say, oh, Korea, Kaya. If I hear, say, you know him, you will give me over him. Are we together? So we've done this thing for many years. Sometimes we go as far as Oshobo to pray for someone. there's a place in Oshogbo called Ikenu. Go for some. Sometimes we go to Ogun State. Sometimes within Ibadan. We've gone to Lagos before to minister to the sick. I've gone to Abia State before from Ibadan.
Yes.
I went to Abia. It is about 8 to 9, 10 hours to minister to the sick. And he got healed. The person still speaks to me today. Got healed. Because now, if I had not ministered to her, she most likely would have died. Yeah. So I went there. And just by her being alive, God knows how many lives are being alive as without. Yeah. I went there. And I spent good amount of time. Yes. Give her 100% of my attention. I must have ministered to her like 5 times. Yes. I thought I ministered to her. There is no unbelief. There are things I prayed that should go. Who is teaching me? Are we together? I spent, prayed, thought, then I went away. And I came around again. How are you doing now? All right. We're going back. Understand why I say yeah. Yes. Do you understand this? Yes. Okay. So what did I say about this? I didn't say that. I said this and this and this and. Do you get it? Say yes. All right. So what's happening in your body? I already told you what to say. Oh yeah. Let's pray again. Then I was done like the fourth or the fifth time. That means I concentrated God's power into that flesh. You got up. Go here. Right there. Go here. Go here. Are we together? And there have been instances where all I did was just to pray for someone for just less than 5 minutes. And it was the first time and he had never known before. He wasn't even expecting him. Go here. Praise God. So, healing, we can pray. We can hold the prayer meeting. That's what I'm talking about. We can hold the prayer meeting. And in the prayer meeting, the sick is healed. We can also hold the prayer meeting for the purpose of the sick person. And the sick person is what? Is healed also. Are we together? I will talk about the last meeting, Holy Ghost meeting, in our next meeting. Are we together? So let me go back to our text and I'll begin to wrap. So in Matthew 9, quickly. Matthew 9. We spoke about shepherd, right? Right? Alright, so let's just do that for 10 minutes, then I'll close. The shepherd. He says, he says, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Why? 36, he saw the multitude was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. As sheep having no shepherd. I told you is an Old Testament description. Are we together? They were scattered about. And I told you that the work of a shepherd there is what we describe as the disciples. Matthew 9 is linked with Matthew 28. The background of Matthew 28 is Matthew 9. The reason for the Matthew 28 instruction is the Matthew 9. So Matthew 9 tells us the mission. Are we together? Are we together? Or the vision. Let me use the word vision. Let me just use the word vision and vision today. Amen. The Matthew 9 tells us the vision. The Matthew 28 shows us the mission. Matthew 9 discusses the work, the goal. Are we together? Matthew 28 talks us the directive, the direction, the activity, the how. So the how of Matthew 9, 37 to 38, to resolve the how rather of Matthew 9, 37 to 38 is the Matthew 28, 20. 18 to 20. Are we together? So, why
Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20, is in order to resolve. Are we together? Is in order to resolve. Someone say to resolve. Is in order to resolve the Matthew 9:36 issue. So the answer to Matthew 9:36. Yes, we'll see a statement in 37 and 38. We'll see an activity in 10 verse 1 to 10. But the answer to it is what we now see in what? 28 verse 18 to what? To 20. Do you understand? The one that is scattered shows they had no leadership. It shows that direction. It shows they had no what? Purpose. Are we together? So I said the Christian leadership will provide what? Purpose. Through what? Go back to that part of your notes quickly. The Christian leadership will provide purpose through what? Praise God forevermore. The Christian leadership will provide believers purpose through what? Purpose through what? Direction through what? Leadership through what? So purpose through what? Vision. You just write your own things. You don't really write what I think. I will catch you one day. Are you with me? Provide purpose through vision. It provides direction through what? Instruction. That was what I said. See, I come here with notes. Not because I can't talk from my head, but so that we have uniformity. I'm not a kind of leader that talks without notes. And is deliberate. Are we together? Purpose through vision. Direction through what? Instruction. Leadership through what? Teaching and training. Then I said the training is demonstration of what has been taught. Teaching and demonstration. Are we together? So, to be scattered abroad, as sheep having no shepherd, we said is an Old Testament description. And then I showed you texts like Numbers 27, 1 Kings 22, 2 Chronicles 18, Ezekiel 34, Zechariah 10, Amos 3. Are we together? And I showed you Jeremiah 31, Isaiah 40. Showing you from Psalm 30 verse 1 and 23 verse 1 that the Lord himself is the what? The shepherd. He's the shepherd. In Numbers 27, Moses was talking to God. He says, let the Lord set a man over his congregation, that the people of the Lord be not as sheep without what? A shepherd. Then he mentions that the shepherd will be the one who will feed them and will lead them in and lead them out. Are we together? So we said that word shepherd, the word poimen in the Greek. If you throw the word poimen into the Septuagint, you will come out with the word shepherd. Are we together? A pastor. So we said that is the work of a discipler, the one who provides discipleship. So the Matthew 9 laborer, Jesus used the word laborer, Matthew said pastor. Jesus said laborers. Matthew describes the laborer, the laborer of Jesus, as one who stands in Jesus' office. The laborer of Jesus is described as one who stands in his office. A shepherd of the sheep. It's a work, like I said, not a title. An activity, not a seat. It is what is done. It engages you. The word labor, egasis, are we together? Implies to exert yourself at something. It's an activity. So the shepherd is an Old Testament terminology that the audience knew what it meant. When it says, as sheep have been no shepherd. Are we together? We looked at the work of the shepherd and we came to a conclusion together that the work of the shepherd describes the work of evangelism. Do you remember? So the shepherd is the evangelizer. Because I didn't just want to use the word evangelist. But it means the same thing. The first job of the shepherd, Ezekiel 34, in verse 5 to 8, he says, you have not sought after my sheep. Woe unto you, shepherd, because you have not sought after my sheep. So we said the first work of the shepherd is to what? Is to seek the sheep. So they seek the sheep. Sheep seeking activities is the first mission of the church. Sheep seeking activity. So if we say a church, what is a church? Any two or three people gathered in his name is a church. Are we together? A church. So a cell is a church. So if we are starting a church, we are starting a sheep seeking center. We are starting a cell. The primary work of a cell will be to evangelize the community. As the community is being evangelized, more people are being trained to carry out the work of evangelism. Are we together? To seek them. To seek them in the dark places of the earth. According to Ezekiel 34. To seek them in the waste places of the earth. So I told you what places, waste places are. I showed you what the dark places are. Are we together? So, I therefore become a shepherd because I seek, or when I seek for the sheep. Look at this. Don't miss this. Which sheep? Is it the one already gathered by somebody else, or the scattered one? Thank you. Is it clear? Scattered one. The scattered one. Are we together? I seek the what? The scattered sheep. John 10, everyone. Look at John 10. We'll look at one more text to close. You learning something? John 10. Jesus calls himself the shepherd. The good shepherd. Don't forget the word good. Does not mean opposite of bad. Are we together? It simply means what is what? Fit. Orderliness. Orderliness. I am the good shepherd. Are we together? I am the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd. Look at John 10. It was 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold,
But climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he called his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. Someone say leadership. And when he put forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. So he does what he wants others to do. He is a mirror. A shepherd is a mirror. And a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Now if you read on. The spider said Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things he spake, which he spake unto them. Then Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Observe, going and out is from where? It's from Numbers. The thief come not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Observe, he didn't say, I am come that you might have life. He says that they might have life. So he speaks of a sheep that is not yet in a sheepfold. He says, I am come for them, that they might have life. Then the thief cometh not, but he says in the 11 now, I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Are we together? Now look at this. He says, the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. I'll do a work on this in Christ Discipleship Conference. I will do a lot of work on it, so it's fine, because I have my notes already. Now, what does it mean by the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep? We have looked into that text and we have thought that it is talking about dying. Are we together? Now, that is not wrong. It's only included in the bigger picture. The illustration or parable that he spoke, when he says the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. The good shepherd giving his life for the sheep is in how he is present with them. Are we together? Yes, he would go through hardship for their sake. Are we together? Which, in the context of Jesus' sacrificial work, we will talk about how he dies. Are we together? But really, is that what John is? Or what Jesus is saying? Yet he says he given his life for the sheep. He says he laid his life down. In fact, in 1 John, I think in chapter 5, well, John has said again, greater love had no man than this, that a man should lay his life down for his friends. Are we together? And yes, he was talking about his crucifixion there. But if we look into the big picture, we observe that the good shepherd laying his life down, giving his life rather, to the sheep, it speaks of a union, a presence rather. It speaks of a presence. He is present with the sheep always. Now that presence can only be found in his resurrection. Are we together? So Jesus, again, in teaching him being the good shepherd, him being the door, observe, he says, he that comes in through the door, he says, shall be saved. So he's dealing with a resurrection reality. He deals with the new birth, everlasting life, which comes from the Father and goes to everyone who believes through him. Are we together? So that is why whatever he had to say by his death, whatever he had to say by his death later on in 28, he explains it as giving them eternal life. And they will never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. 29. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my hand. I am my Father, we are one. So he talks about his resurrection. To give his life for the sheep there speaks of his word, resurrection. Are we together? So we learn the shepherd from him. I learn the shepherd, or I learn about shepherding, or I learn about how to be a shepherd from him. He said, the Lord is one who will stand in his office. Ezekiel and church. Quickly, what do we have? You will observe in John 10 what we read, that the shepherd, are we together, does not wait for the sheep to come. The shepherd goes after the sheep. That is the work of evangelism. Are we together? Now if you read from verse 15 and 16, you observe where the scattering is from. Look at John 10, verse 14. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. 15. As the Father he says, knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And the other sheep I have, which are not in this of this fold, them also I must bring in. So when he says other sheep I have, look at this. He's not saying I have many sheepfolds. No. Because if you read on, he says, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be how many fold? One fold. And how many shepherd? One shepherd. One shepherd, one fold. I think it's from this text that the Christ Apostolic Church took the theme of their ministry. A beautiful ministry. Are we together? One fold, one shepherd. Very beautiful. Are we together? Now look at this. He says, I must bring them in. So he's not talking about, so when he says other sheep, are we together? Are we together? I have also. He is telling you that those scattered ones are his own too. They belong to him by right. They are not yet in his fold, but see, they ought to be in his fold, because they belong to him. He says, I am the good shepherd. Look at this. Look at this, everyone. Just look at me. Because you can be rising and you don't get what I'm saying. Why will he say, I have other sheep also? I have other sheep also. So, he says, I have other sheep also. Are we together? Which are not what? In this fold. Then I must what? Bring in. Are we together? And when they come in, there will be what? One sheepfold and what? One shepherd. In other words, those sheep that are out there that they ought to bring in are by right what? His own. Are we together? Now, if the sheep in the sheepfold already describe those who have eternal life, it means those one that he will bring in, are we together, does not yet what? Have what? Eternal life. But he wants to bring them in, and by bringing them in, they will have what? Eternal life. Are we together? So the question is, why does he say, I am the good shepherd? So the good there could not be the opposite of bad. It simply means, I am the fitting shepherd. Are we together? Are we together? I am the fitting, befitting shepherd. I am the befitting shepherd. Just like you see good in Genesis, isn't it? Isn't it? Isn't it? It was good. And the Lord God saw what he had made and said, it was good. Then he says, it is not good that man be alone. Are we together? Are we together?
So I didn't say it is evil. It is not fitting. So, and then he says, I will make for him, I will make an help meet for him. He didn't say I will make an help meet for him. I will make an help, comma, meet for him. Are we together? Are we together? And I showed you from our study on pneumatology that he is that help, isn't it? The help meet for man there could not be the woman. If it's the woman that the text is talking about, then who is the help meet for the woman? Do you get it? And that will show you that that means that the woman has no purpose without the man. That's not true. That's not true. Are we together? Are we together? In fact, from the illustration of taking her from the rib of man is to explain in a figurative sense that the woman and the man are from both sides of the temple. Rib in Genesis 2 does not mean this bone, no. It doesn't mean this bone. Are we together? The word rib there is used to describe the side of a temple. The speaker knew what he was saying when he mentioned rib, and his audience knew also. The statement rib was a cultural language, was a language. Are we together? It implied the site of an ark or the site of a temple. Is a priesthood language. Is a priestly language or a language of priesthood. Are we together? Are we together? So when he says the rib of man, it means man and whatever was sprung from the rib of man are beside each other. They are beside each other, or they are taken from the size of the same temple or the same material. The same material that forms the man forms the woman. That is what it means by the woman taken from the rib of a man. The same material that forms the man, woman. Are we together? To show you that both have the same makeup. And makeup is for function. Both have the same purposes. So he says man and woman in the image of God created them. He didn't say he created man in God's image and created woman in the man's image. He didn't say that. Created man and woman, male and female created he them, are we together, in the image of God. Man and woman, God, male and female created he them. So the male man and the female man are in the image of God. Is it clear? That is what it means by the rib. Amen. We'll leave that for in Christ Church Conference by February. So look at this. Christian discipleship begins by seeking out the sheep. Seeking out the sheep. Which ones? The ones that are what? Scattered. The ones that are scattered means the ones that are prey unto the enemy. So that is the work of Jesus, to go after the sheep. Praise God. To go after the sheep. To go after the sheep. The shepherd of the sheep, the first thing in his mind is the lost sheep. It is by seeking a sheep that you become a shepherd. Evangelism, sharing the gospel. Are we together? To bring them in. Someone said to bring them in. So he calls the unsaved. He says they shall be saved when they come in. So he calls the unsaved. He calls them the lost sheep. So when he says the lost sheep of Israel, so, that has not believed in the Messiah, it that has no hope in the resurrection, the lost sheep of Israel, Matthew 10:1-2,
the lordship of Israel will be Israel that has no hope in the resurrection, the work of the Messiah. So the whole world would be his sheep.
The whole world is already his sheep by right. Is that clear? But not the whole world have come unto or into his sheepfold. The whole world is already his sheep by right. Oh, hallelujah. The whole world, all the nations of the world, and their governments, and the masses, and the citizens, the whole world, hallelujah, men everywhere in the whole world, of different religions, the whole world, men of different languages, different tribes, tongues, in different earth space, countries, continents, do they live on the waters, on the islands, in the deserts, the Saharas, or the Kalaharis? Where do they stay? Do they stay in the sky? Where do they stay? Have they decided to build themselves ships, and they have transported themselves to Mars? Where do they stay? Are they staying on the moon? Where is man? Wherever man is, the whole earth. Hallelujah. Oh, man, including the one that is not yet born, is a sheep. The world is a sheep. Hallelujah. So he wants you and I to bring the sheep lost and scattered, that have gone astray. He says we should bring them into the sheepfold, to join them with the sheep deceived, so that they will find pasture. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So look at this. Before me and close. He sends the saved to go after the unsaved. Hear me, church. This is our lifelong responsibility. If that's clear, can I see your hand? Just wave your hand. So look at this. The very first assignment of that mission is to go after the lost sheep. Keeping apostolic tradition will strengthen us more for Project 100. Are we together? To go after the lost sheep more. It will be possible. Are we together? So look at this. He sends you and I to go after the unsaved, to gather them and to restore them into his fold. Someone says, oh, it's evangelism that you are supposed to be doing. They are not doing evangelism, they are doing church growth. They are telling people about their church, bringing people into their church. So where should we bring them to? Should we take them to the abattoir? Nonsense. Are we together? Don't take people to the abattoir. You don't take sheep to the abattoir. As they want to slaughter them. So how are you sure that place you are telling them to go, they will be well fed there? You bring them into your sheepfold. Just like Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. Can a local church that is after the Lord's mission, can that church say we are the befitting church? Can they? Can that church say that we are the fitting assembly? Can they? So where should believers go to? Is it your church or just any church? Do we fight them if they go any of them? No. Are we together? But where should believers attend? Which local assembly do you think believers should attend? Are we together? Say my local assembly.
Say my local assembly. Say my local assembly. Say my local assembly. Are we together? So he sends the saved to go after and restore them unto his fold. My very first assignment, church, therefore, as a cell leader, as a discipler, as a prayer group leader, as a pastor, starting a new work, leading a new cell, as a cell assistant, a fellowship leader, a fellowship coordinator, my first assignment is to go after the lost sheep. My first assignment is to bring them in so that they will find what? Pasture. This is the starting point of Christian discipleship. What I'm teaching you now, we'll write it out in a book. Are we together? The first mission of the local church, bring the sheep into his pasture. If she tells you that the first assignment in the work of the ministry is evangelism, hallelujah, evangelism, then after evangelism, we will now have people to what? To teach. Is it clear? Then teaching. People will lead them to what? To pray the mission and the as we are having prayer meetings and people are being taught, then we begin to train the people we are teaching. Are we together? To reach out with us. That is what we have workers. Workers in the church are those who are doing what we are doing together. Worker in the church is the one who has been raised or is being raised to help the pastor. So there's an ongoing work. That's why in our church we don't say workers. We say workers in training. Are we together? It's an training. Now the reason why we have workers is simply for more evangelism. So how do we tell this person is a member of our church? Because that person is out with us on what? Evangelism. That's number one. He is on evangelism. Secondly, he is in the teaching meetings. Thirdly, he is faithful with the prayer meetings. Hallelujah. And from there, we can now say this person should join the workforce. Is it clear? How do we say this is a member? Evangelism. The work of evangelism is to bring in the lost sheep. To find pasture, not sharing tract. It's not by sharing tract. It's not sharing tract. It's sharing tract. It's sharing tract. And on the tract is testimony. No. Say, I preach the gospel. It's not by showing placards. Then you carry placards. Then you go to a roundabout and then you are smiling with a placard. Who told you to be happy? Who told you to be happy? You are not doing the work. Then you write something on the on cardboard. Jesus is Savior. Demons know. Are we together? You explain the scriptures. The work of evangelism is not your conduct. It's not your conduct. I told you that. Your conduct is to help you to not be a stumbling block. Your conduct is to help you to mirror the Father, reflect Him, and to glorify God. But the conduct is not the message. The pasture is definite. And bringing them to the pasture is a deliberate act. We must not, church, let lukewarmness inspired by modernism. We mustn't let lukewarmness
inspired by Westernism, Westernization or modernization, to affect or to redefine the morals, the virtues of ministry to us. We mustn't. Are we together? Are we together? One of such modalities is thinking that sharing the gospel can be independent. You cannot share the gospel independently. You can't. You have to share the gospel attached to a local assembly. There's nothing like, oh, my work of ministry. When I was in school, I was doing ministry. And the ministry you were doing on campus, you were being a school mommy to people. I'm the school mommy. School mommy, call sugar mommy. School mother. They are school mother. They're not school, what? There's nothing like school mother. Are we together? You evangelize. You train. You teach. Then you care for. Then he's my school daddy. That's not the ministry. That is not the ministry. Work of the ministry is not just to visit and casually check people. It is to care for them. To see them grow in the knowledge. To see them become stronger in their prayer lives. To see them become stronger in their conduct. To give their life a meaning. To give them something that Jesus has given to us. That the Father has given to the whole world. To connect them to the ongoing work of earth. Of seeing the whole world saved. The mission of world evangelism. Are we together? It is not sharing Bible. It is teaching the Bible. Explaining the scriptures. It is not inviting people for program. It is discipling, helping them to be established. Tell you, the deliberate work. The work of the local assembly. It's the clear church. It is not even holding crusades. As holding crusades is vital. And I thank God for crusades. And more crusades should happen. Are we together? Are we together? More crusades should happen. Are we together? But after we have held the crusades, then we have structures in place that take care of those who come around and are taught and are established, so that we can have more people going out on evangelism and discipling people. Ezekiel Church, be the starting point of the work of Christianity. We trust God for the meeting ahead. Let's do that. And we believe God. God's power will flow from our hearts. And will flow into the nations of the world. That our eyes will be immersed in God's work, God's power. To see with clarity that which He has called you and I to do. Have we learned something this morning? Just pray the Holy Ghost and pray over your walk of discipleship. Just pray in the Spirit this morning. Just pray in the Spirit. Be my ministry. I have God's help in our ministry. I have God's help in our ministry. Let's take that song again. Let's go ahead and pray in the Holy Ghost. Let's sing it again.